directive from the Lord Jesus himself when it calls to getting laborers into the harvest. Beginning in verse 35, this is from the Bible of Matthew chapter 9. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. Anybody that came to him, he healed them all. And when he saw the crowds, now he had compassion for them. Now this is a good word, boys and girls. His stomach was tied up in knots. Has anybody got their stomachs tied up in knots today? You're feeling really kind of down? I mean, something's bugging you? Not a flu bug, but I mean, something's really bothering you that's going on in your life or you see happening in the world. Well, this is what happened when Jesus saw these people. It said, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. So some of you little guys just think if your parents weren't here and all these big bad people came here to do bad things to you, you would be very afraid, wouldn't you? That would be like what's happening when he sees these people. So he's moved with compassion. That's all right, little guy. I know it's hard. It's hard to come to church. Good, you got a good dad there. See, he's a good shepherd. But this being moved with compassion, tied up in knots, and because he sees the crowds as harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. The sheep could be killed, they could be hurt, they need the shepherd, they need to be fed. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And this phrase, this command that he gives to the disciples, and I believe it's pertinent to everybody today. Actually, this verse, this passage, was what moved me to even consider about coming to Asia and begin to pray about that. And then God got a hold of me, and he sent me to Asia in 1984 when Ghostbusters came out. Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Okay, pray how? Earnestly. Actually, the word is just one word. It's deomai, is a Greek word for pray. It's the kind of prayer you're doing when your kids die and you say, "Jesus, please heal him." It's the kind of prayer you'd pray when yourself, you're suffering from leprosy or you're blind, say, "Jesus, please heal me." Yeah. And it's the type of prayer we pray when we want a pastor. Earnest prayer. Give it all you got. Who are you praying to? The Lord of the harvest. History, human history, creation of people. What for? For my glory, God's glory. God creates history, earth, and he wants to populate it full of people to bring him glory, to take care of earth the way it was. But we know that didn't work. And very early on in the Bible, in Genesis, in the first few chapters, bam, what happens? People think they don't need God. They can become like him without relating to him. And so that we call that sin, and there's the fall of mankind. And ever since then, well, we've had terrible wars, tragedies, all kinds of things. All kinds of evil we'll see on TV and we'll see portrayed in the news, because this is what we're living in, this world. But Christ has redeemed us out of that world because he's making a harvest. He's saying, I'm getting this good stuff out of this place, people I'm saving for a harvest. And it's kind of like a big field, people harvest. And so we pray to this Lord of the harvest, the God who created earth, the God who provided salvation through Jesus Christ and him alone, by grace alone, through faith in him alone. To the Lord of the harvest, we pray to this one, to send out laborers into his harvest. Well, we don't want a pastor who just comes and sits around and, you know, and just preaches on Sundays and just talks, you know, right? We want somebody who gets out there and labors, gets to know the sheep and loves them. But into his harvest, this is the harvest, is Discovery Bay. Your network of friends, where you work, where you live, where you play, all these neighbors, everything around you is part of the harvest field. And this is what we're asking, is that God, would you please, earnestly, we're praying, Lord, send out a laborer into this harvest field. So if we want a pastor, we got to pray. The next thing that comes to my mind when I think of the type of pastor we need to get, the Great Commission fits into all this, and I kind of outlined it a little bit. But go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. I really love this, guys. Let's try it. Okay, boys and girls, if you are from South Africa, would you stand up? I want you to see our South Africans. Where are all the South Africans, huh? Come on, you used to be here. Yeah. All right. That's pretty cool. How about Australians? Australian. Yay! Down under. Okay, any All Blacks, Kiwis here? I don't think there's any from New Zealand. Is there any New Zealanders? Okay. How about Canadians? Wow. How about Southern Canadians? USA. Any Americans? Yeah. All right. Go USA. Go. Okay. Philippines? Yeah! Now, I want the Philippines to stand out. I was trying to figure out. We got at least 20 plus Philippine people here. Okay, Filipinos. All right. Deepak, anybody from India? No. There's Richard. Indians. Yeah, and Shirley. Yeah. Okay. Japan? Okay. Okay, for all you from Hong Kong, let's do it. Stand up. Hong Kong people. You were born in Hong Kong or raised in Hong Kong. There we go. Or you consider yourself Hong Kong people. All right. Everybody else, you represent different nations. Okay. I'm sorry, Roger. UK. UK guys? Okay, you're not going to stand up. Okay, UK. Reason I'm doing this is all nations are right here. Pray the Lord of the harvest to come and send out a laborer who will make disciples of all nations. Now, we don't have to go down to the RC and play tennis today. But those people down there need Christ. Most of them don't know him yet. I wouldn't say all of them. You know, we have freedom sometimes to go play tennis tournaments, even if it falls on a Sunday. I don't advocate that myself. I could not do it. I would sin against my conscience to go play in a golf tournament or a tennis tournament on a Sunday. And I know some of you share that sentiment. But there are those Christians down there, and may God bless them and use them as they witness to all those nations playing tennis today. You know what I'm talking about, all nations tennis? Okay. So, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. It's got to be a man who knows that I am sent by God to this harvest field in DB, and I come here with the intent to obey the Great Commission. And that's to encourage you and I and all the people that make up the DBICC family to be true disciples of Christ, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. That's a lot. And behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age. A man of God who will know that he's not walking into his harvest field, he's not walking into your harvest field, he's walking into God's harvest field, and he's here to see more people come to know Christ, be made into disciples, and help with this whole thing of bringing in a harvest. Disciples, I've talked to this about this earlier, I'm just going to go over it briefly right now, are people who walk with Christ. People who live to become like Christ, walk and do life with Christ. I go to work with Jesus. I come to church to worship Jesus, but I do life with Jesus. I make salads with Jesus. You know, I do my homework with Jesus. Do life with Christ. A disciple just doesn't shut off and quit being a disciple for 30 minutes, no. You keep doing life in all that we do. But we want to become more like him. You know, this one of the phrases in the scriptures where Apostle Paul says, "And imitate me as I imitate Christ." Now, I've preached for about 20, 30 years now, and I've heard different preachers preach, but I've never heard anyone say, "Imitate me like I imitate Christ." Have you done that, Steve? I don't know. I haven't done that. I wish I could say that, you know, because I think what's in tugging at our heart is we know we do fail. We're falling short of this glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. But yet, that's what I pray for you and for me, yeah, that God would prosper and bless all our ministries. Yeah, but that you and I, as disciples of Christ, would become more like him. And that light will shine. And people will see it and they'll know it. And thank you, kids. I was just thinking here, I get a little choked up on this one. Isn't it going to be neat to see Sam and Ryan and Nathan when they're teenagers? Can you believe that? And banging away on guitars or something up here and singing. I don't know. I hope you guys get to see it and experience that. But for them, as young children, as young people in the faith, for you teenagers and young adults, for old guys like me, I want to see you become more like Christ. And so when you make disciples, you want them to do life with Christ, but also we're encouraging you more and more to by his Holy Spirit, you can't do it alone, you got to appropriate Holy Spirit, use the means of grace, prayer, the word, fellowship, and witnessing, all these things he's given to us to help us become more like him. But to become like him is what it means to follow him. And of course, serving him. That's bringing in the harvest. That's bringing in the harvest. Okay. This is one of my heroes of the faith, Hudson Taylor. James Hudson Taylor, missionary to China, and took the gospel inland in the 1800s, 1900s. But he said, the Great Commission is not an option to be considered. It's a command to be obeyed. And it's for not only for men who are called to go to pastor a church, but for every Christian to be a part of that. Okay. DBICC needs a pastor who is prayed out. That's Matthew 9. And then a pastor who is sent out. One who definitely feels God has called him to come here. I remember, I think it was the summer of 2008. Or was it the summer of 2009? And I came and did a series just to help you out because you were without a pastor. And during that time, someone approached me and said, would you consider putting your name for it as pastor? And we didn't have that consideration or that idea at all. Then the second week, someone asked me the same question. And then I asked Bonnie and said, well, we got to pray about this thing, James. It's beyond us. We've never done a ministry like this. Our major call was to the... actually, the poor of Hong Kong, Cantonese speakers living in shanty towns on the mountains of Sao Malping. And so to make that switch was a big switch for us, and we didn't know if this was God was in this, what was in it. And so we just went down to the beach and prayed, and then I said, I believe God wants us here. I think he's calling us, Bonnie, but I won't do it unless you're 100% behind it. And she said, yes, I am. And so we made the change. Now, it's been a challenge, and you have been very gracious in the way you've related to me and let me gradually fit into this thing, but there was a call, and I knew I'd been called by God, and then your pastoral search committee said, yeah, I think we like that idea, come on and preach two sermons, and we do the thing that the pastoral search committee does, and they help confirm that the call that I had subjectively, they objectively said yes. We believe this is God's man. So sent out and prayed out. That's the kind of guy I pray for you. I pray for this church. Okay, here's some pastors. This is if I missed anything here, if I got a date or two wrong, please forgive me, but I hope I got everything in. But maybe Brad Hicks was here to 2009 May. I think that was probably should be there. But these are the men, and in between them, we come up with what we call a pastoral search committee. And our if you get to go through Discipleship 101, I introduce you to this charter of the church, and you can see how it's outlined, how this pastoral search committee works. Martin Ray, wave your hand. He's our pastoral search committee chair. Other people serving on that, could you just stand up just to let you see who's involved? Jesse and Kristen, Amy and Pete, Is someone not here? Are we got everybody here? And Ev, there we go. All right. So these guys will be doing the hard work, and part of that hard work is preparing the survey, which we will take in a few minutes. It's a very, very needed group of people when you go through a transition between pastors. But I want to tell you, the most important thing is to pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest. That's what we do. Now, what he does is he hopefully listens, right? And when God touches his ear and says, hey, have you heard about DB? Would you consider it? You know, then he starts to pray. So there is this, Elizabeth referred to it in our staff meeting, Elizabeth Giannata, that it's kind of like a romance going on here. It's exciting to see what God's going to do. But our role today, March the 5th, 2017, is to pray earnestly. And I'd like to do that, and then I'll call the worship team back up. But pray earnestly. Is it too cheesy to hold hands? I mean, grab a hand of your neighbor. And if you do this, this is going to be kind of symbolic. You pray in your heart, and I'll try to pray with my mouth. And we're going to try to do something here where we're going to do something in unison called unity prayer here for the next pastor. Okay? So you got your neighbor's hands, circle up. Let's pray. Pray with me. Father God, I just thank you so much for this. It's a miracle that you would say to people when you're moved with compassion for the people without a shepherd, that they are to pray, and that you could send out laborers without them praying. But here, as we hold hands together today, we do so and we pray earnestly. Lord, have mercy on Discovery Bay and send out your person to be the harvest gatherer here, who will make disciples, who will labor, who will love, who will care for each and individual person who are in this auditorium and beyond who couldn't make it today. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness to Discovery Bay International Christian Church, Community Church, and all of its life, from bringing Randy and to myself, and we know to the next person, you are in charge. This is your church. So together we pray, have mercy on Discovery Bay International Community Church, and send out your labor, one who will stick, one who will love, and his family will just fit right in to this beautiful community of faith. And we're all who we are, and we're all who we will be because of your grace to us. And it's in Christ's name I pray, amen. In Christ's name we pray. can we have an amen on that one?
Amen.
All right.